Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Get us on your smart speakers. Just ask the Alexa or Google to play WILK News Radio, and it will, if they're not already right now. And you can get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. It is just after 4:10, 61 degrees on this Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. So we're cautiously watching this peace deal, in this very shallow, fragile peace deal in the Middle East. Now, we knew there would be tough moments ahead. The biggest part of this is all living hostages have been released or in the custody of their families right now. And seeing those reunification videos are just outstanding. It's just incredible. The videos out. There was one today of a gentleman who was held hostage for over 700 days, reunited with his wife and his two small children. Swinging them around, and it was just so heartwarming to see as a father, and as a human being. But we have been reporting that Hamas, the militants in Hamas, have carried out public executions for those they believe have been working with the IDF. There's some conflicts between militias trying to gain power and Hamas, and in the meantime, Hamas is supposed to be giving up their arms, which they, at least a faction of them, have said they will not do. And President Trump came out yesterday, says, well, they will, and if they don't, we will make them, and that will be by force. Now, what that exactly means, now, listening to some of the reporters that are on the ground there, said that the small factions of IDF troops are still in the area. The majority of IDF troops have pulled back to what we call the yellow line as per that agreement. But today they have cut off the Rafah entry point for relief aid to get into Gaza, because they have not been returning bodies of hostages at the rate that they've agreed to, and really kind of sent everything for a tailspin when they returned a body that was not an Israeli hostage. And the Israelis, through their genetic DNA testing, don't know who the body is at all. And the fact that Hamas is no stranger to killing its own people, using its own people as human shields, and now going through the streets executing anyone they feel was ever against them or is against them, it's unknown, you know, who they may be sending back. Now, today there was allegedly more bodies that were being sent back into Israel, but they are being tested by the Israeli authorities to see if they truly are. You got to realize these hostages have their families. You know, DNA matching is not difficult. Because of this, do we see Hamas now attempting to desecrate or destroy the bodies to an extent where DNA, and that would be kind of hard, or outright say we just don't have any more and not return bodies that they said they've had. But Israel announced Wednesday that a body returned to Hamas is not one of the deceased hostages, threatening historic efforts to reach peace. The Jewish state had already accused the terrorist group of not living up to its requirements by only releasing 4 of the 28 dead hostages on Monday, with only another 4 handed over on Tuesday. Now, following the completion of examinations at the National Institute of Forensic Medicine, the 4th body handed over by Israel to Israel by Hamas does not match any of the hostages, the Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement. It's not clear whose body it was. Hamas is required to make all necessary efforts to return the deceased hostages, the Israeli military added. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu demanded earlier Wednesday that Hamas fulfill its requirements laid out in the ceasefire deal about returning the hostages' bodies. We will not compromise on this and will not stop our efforts until we return the last deceased hostage, until the last one, he said. President Trump has said the return was key to his widely celebrated deal, making clear it was not done until the 298 were returned. The dead have not been returned as promised. Phase 2 begins right now, he said on Tuesday. All 28 dead hostages were supposed to be returned to Israel in the historic Trump-brokered deal that saw all 20 living hostages returned Monday after more than 2 years in barbaric conditions. The shocking development echoed the trauma caused earlier this year when Hamas released, with great fanfare, the body of Mom Shari Bibas, which also instead turned out to be a Palestinian woman. Hamas has said Monday that the remains of Guy Ulz, Bipin Joshi, Captain Daniel Peretz, and Yoshi Sharabi were those returned. Los 26 died in captivity from wounds he suffered after escaping the Nova Music Festival. Joshi, 23, was kidnapped from a shelter and believed to have been murdered during the first few months of the war, the Israeli military said. Peretz, 22, was killed on October 7th, 2023, and his body taken into Gaza. Sharabi, 53, also died in captivity. 3 of the second group of 4 bodies were identified. It's not clear which body was supposed to be the wrong remains. Hamas spokesperson Hazim Qasim insisted on Telegram Wednesday that the group was still working to return bodies as agreed upon in the ceasefire deal. The 4 sets of remains returned Tuesday were not identified. It was not immediately clear which one of the 8 were actually the remains of a Gaza local. As well as accusing the terror group of not honoring the commitments or returning the remains, Israel ordered the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt to be closed for breaking the deal. Hamas has previously said it needed additional time to locate and return all the hostages due to the widespread destruction in Gaza and because some captives were taken by other terrorist organizations. The longer this goes on, the worse this could get, because if Israel sends troops in to find the deceased hostages themselves, it's going to spark a conflict, and a conflict is going to spark. You have to also realize that thousands of refugees from Gaza returned during this peace deal. There were videos of them returning, you know, by the hundreds, celebrating in the streets. If war breaks out again, which Hamas could very well want, they're again putting their own people in harm's way right in the middle of it, because, again, they had thinking the peace deal was in place. A lot of individuals have been returning to their home, and the next step of this is the rebuilding. Let's go to the phone now. We have Frank from Scranton on the hostages. Frank.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, these people that are protesting, carrying Palestinian flags and burning American flags, have they been watching TV? Because all the hostages that have been released are men. Where are the women and children? They're all dead. That's where they are.
Well, a lot of them are, Frank, but during the January release, right after the election, there was a widespread release of women and children from Hamas. Those hostages were released, but a lot of them are dead.
Yeah, that's what bothers me. I mean, I'm watching it on television, not now I'm driving, but I mean, I've been watching it, and I mean, every hostage that came home, thank God, they're all men. There's no women, there's no children. You know, and I think about back when they were showing pictures of a girl on a motorcycle that was being captured, and nobody knows where she's at. You know, it's pathetic. And these people are protesting against the Jews that, you know, I don't know what the hell it is. You know, it's driving me crazy because these kids don't realize that. They don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about Israel. They don't know anything about Palestine. And all they do is protest for no reason because they're in college and their professors are teaching them stuff that they don't need to know. Stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just
No, Frank, to put it into some context, I just looked it up real quick. In November of 2023, one of the initial ceasefires, 105 hostages were released, all women and children. 24 women and 81 children under 18 were released at that time. That was November of 2023. In 2024, 5 hostages, 4 women and 1 child were released. January of 2025, that ceasefire, 30 women and children were released. And now, as you said, this last release of hostages were all men. 20 men were just released. Those are the last of the remaining living hostages.
Yeah, all right. I don't remember the other ones. I apologize that I did not remember the women and children that were released in 2023 and 2024, whatever. But I mean, I'm watching it here, and I'm thinking, where are all the women and children? Because there had to be a bunch of them, and I don't know. I'm just disgusted.
There were a lot of deaths. Yes, Frank, there were a lot of deaths here. Let's make no mistake about that. What gets me most is you have these protests around America. You say them waving the Palestinian flag for a ceasefire now, and the politicians in our own government talking about the ceasefire now. They have a peace deal now. There is a ceasefire, but yet they've all remained quiet. They haven't said a word about it.
Okay, another thing. They're releasing all these Palestinian prisoners. They're releasing all of them. I could visualize them joining up with Hamas and starting all over. Because Hamas, you can't trust them.
I agree, and that's been brought up many, many times. As you're right, you are correct. Thousands of prisoners, I believe it's close to over 2,000 prisoners, have been released by Israel back to Palestine, including Hamas soldiers. So that was part of that deal. Frank, we got to leave it there. I appreciate your call.
Okay, brother. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio 426. You know, here's a crazy story that we unfortunately tell time and time again. Not in our area, but this one is in our area, where a 12-year-old boy stabbed a teenager during an argument in a fight that broke out in Wilkes-Barre. On Monday afternoon, city police said, officers were dispatched to the home on North Main Street around 3:15 p.m. This is on a Monday, 3:15 p.m., so right after school, to report of an assault. And arrived to find a 17-year-old boy who had been stabbed in the back. A 12-year-old stabbed a 17-year-old. The victim told investigators that he had a beef with his 12-year-old assailant and had gone to the boy's house on Madison Street looking for a fight. Following exchange in words, the younger boy pulled a knife, police said. The teen tried to run away but fell to the ground, and the 12-year-old stabbed him in the back before fleeing the scene. Well, here's the thing here. And listen, I'm not defending the stabbing. I think this is poor parenting all around. But you have a 17-year-old that went to the house of a 12-year-old to fight him. I can see if this ever goes to a trial, and again, it's a juvenile issue, so if it goes to trial or not is doubtful, maybe mediation or whatever they decide here in juvenile court in Northeast Pennsylvania. But if a 17-year-old comes to beat up a 12-year-old, I think an attorney for that 12-year-old can justify that that 12-year-old was in fear and acted in self-defense. Now, the fact that the 17-year-old ran and the 12-year-old chased him and after he fell, stabbed him, kind of throws that argument out the window, but there is an argument there to be had. Why is a 17-year-old going to fight a 12-year-old? I mean, think about that. And why does a 12-year-old feel it's okay to have a knife to stab someone, and even after the person ran, chase them down and stab them? Now, the teen was taken to an area hospital to be treated for his injuries. Police said an aggravated assault investigation was ongoing. So as of then, the arrest hasn't been made. It's going to juvenile court regardless. But it just goes to show how that lack of consideration for life and that all bets seem to be off. You know, thankfully, everybody, it appears, here is going to be okay. But, I mean, when you break down this entire thing, the 17-year-old told police after he got stabbed, well, I had a beef with him, so I went to his house. Looking for a fight. He admitted it. And after an exchange of words, the younger boy pulled a knife. The teen tried to run away but fell to the ground. And the 12-year-old boy stabbed him in the back before fleeing the scene. I mean, this is tragic on many levels. And as parents, as adults, as caretakers, really have conversation with your children. And not saying that your children would be involved in this, but they could be the victim in this. And this is just, this whole story is mind-boggling. You know, where a 17-year-old is going to fight a 12-year-old, go to his house to beat him up. And then, listen, up until the point, if my 12-year-old was at his house and a 17-year-old came to beat him up, defend yourself by whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Means necessary, but if that 17-year-old decides to run away and you chase them and stab them, you've kind of taken it to a different level. So it's just one of those shake-your-head moments, and hopefully somebody reads this story, has a conversation with the young people in their lives, and we can change some sort of corner, turn some sort of corner or change a direction, because this is just outrageous that this is happening on our streets, not only here but all around the country. We seem to have stories of these young teens, 12, not even a teenager yet, getting involved in this sort of nonsense. It is 4:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, where we honor our heroes here at home in law enforcement who made the ultimate sacrifice throughout the Commonwealth on this day, October 15th. Today we have seven. I'm going to start with Police Officer James Jones Alter, Philadelphia Police Department in 1953, was killed when he was hit by a bullet from his service revolver when it fell from his holster at the 18th Street and Ridge Avenue. He and another officer were investigating a number of writing operation at the time, numbers writing operation at the time. He was a U.S. Army veteran of World War II. Philadelphia Police Department Police Officer John Diamond in 1918 died as a result of complications from the Spanish influenza while in the performance of his duties. We also have Police Officer John D. Aldemrader, Philadelphia Police Department, also 1918 on this day as a result of complications from the Spanish influenza. Sergeant Zoe Andrew Remali, Pennsylvania State Police in 1918, died from complications from the Spanish influenza in the performance of his duties. Police Officer John Adelson Gahn, Philadelphia Police Department in 1918, died as a result of complications from the performance of his duties from the Spanish influenza. Chief of Police George Dworsky, Exeter Borough Police Department in 1918 on this day. Both him and Assistant Chief Police Anthony died as contracting the Spanish flu while working in the borough's health board and placarding homes and residents. Police Officer John Paul Fryermuth, Philadelphia Police Department, also died as a result of complications from the Spanish influenza. And those are our seven from here in the Commonwealth today, on this day, October 15th, 2025. President Trump is in the middle of a press conference now with Director of the FBI, Kash Patel, talking about, well, he's taking reporter questions now, but they were touting the crime initiatives that they've had since the start of the year. And they were listing the amount of arrests, the amount of fentanyl, the amount of cocaine they've taken off the streets, the amount of reunified missing children that they've taken. I don't have the numbers that they were showing when they were talking about it in front of me, but they were substantial. They were in the thousands. And as Kash Patel often says, this is what happens when you let good cops do good work. And the fact that they've reunified thousands of missing children this year alone just goes to show their commitment to the job they do. There was also a reporter that cornered Nancy. Well, I shouldn't say cornered, just questioned Nancy Pelosi on the steps of the Capitol as she was leaving, why she did not accept National Guard troops on January 6th. And Nancy Pelosi turned around and screamed and pointed at her, "Shut up," after the reporter asked the question. And it's interesting because Chief Sund, who was the chief of the Capitol Police at the time, said that he, in fact, requested the National Guard earlier that day and was told by Nancy Pelosi's office and the sergeant at arms that it was not going to be authorized. And they're the only entity that could authorize it. So it was interesting to see former Speaker Pelosi, now Congresswoman Pelosi, or Speaker Emeritus, whatever they call her, really lost her cool. And she rarely does that, but it's interesting. Let me see if I can get the video up for you.
Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions.
And it's interesting because the chief of the Capitol Police said that she did, in fact, deny the National Guard. So there's a little animosity there, and for unusual for Speaker Pelosi to lose her cool. But there you heard it yourself. It's 4:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 4:46, 60 degrees on this Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. It's time for Today in History. Because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? What do we have today on this day? October 15th, 1966. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale founded the Black Panther Party, a radical organization focused on black empowerment, self-defense, and challenging systemic racism, and blowing up the police, by the way. I'll just throw that in there because it's not in the history books here. 1969, the moratorium to end the war at Vietnam, nationwide protests to teach, and teach-ins were held across the U.S. against the American involvement in Vietnam. 1991, U.S. Senate confirmed Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court by a narrow 52-48 vote, despite contentious hearings and allegations of sexual harassment by Anita Hill. 1863, the H.L. Hunley, a Confederate submarine, the world's first to sink an enemy ship, sank during a test run, killing its inventor and the crew. 1972, the case Baker versus Nelson was decided by the Minnesota Supreme Court, upholding the state's ban on same-sex marriage. That was 1972. Some broader historical global events, maybe non-U.S., but 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte began his exile on St. Helena, where he would spend the remainder of his life. 1945, Pierre Laval, former premier of Vichy, France, was executed for treason. That was 1945. 1946, Hermann Göring, the leading Nazi official, committed suicide by poison hours before his scheduled execution. 1954, Hurricane Hazel struck the U.S. East Coast, particularly the Carolinas, as a powerful storm causing widespread destruction and many deaths. 1959, the final conference to adopt the Antarctic Treaty was held in Washington, D.C. The treaty preserved Antarctica for peaceful scientific research. And those are what we have today. I think I was able, let me see what we have here. Was I able to get them? Here we go. So I'm going to play these videos for you one after another. So here is the reporter today with Nancy Pelosi, where Nancy Pelosi loses it and tells her to shut up.
Pelosi, are you at all concerned that the new January 6th committee will find you liable for that day? Are you at all concerned about the new January 6th committee finding you liable for that day? Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
The American people want to know. We still have questions. Thank you.
All right, so that was today. Well, this was on January 6th.
Terry, we did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff that should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
No, there's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
Well, there you go. I take responsibility for not having them prepare for more. And that was based on her conversation with the then chief. of the Capitol Police, who said that he requested the National Guard and her sergeant at arms denied that request. And here, obviously, she regrets that in this conversation that was right after the fact. Just goes to show how untruthful Speaker Pelosi, or how forgetful she is, which is she needs a lot of help walking now. So maybe her time in Congress, at what point do you want to retire and live a life outside of politics? I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, think about it. Here's people who have all the money they need, can just go off into the sunset and enjoy life. And they just want to hear, embarrass themselves by yelling a reporter, "Why are you lying?" When it, in fact, I just played you the video that she said it was on her. Now, not so much, because why would she want to take that blame? Interesting. It's coming up on reading the text messages coming in. Just reading some text messages. It's coming up on 4:52 here at WILK. Where are we here? Let me tell you about my friends at the Goodfeet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They're making it easier than ever to feel your best. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with the Goodfeet Art Supports. There's no waiting. The art supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. Listen, I walked into the Goodfeet store located right here in our area, and they took an imprint of my foot. They talked to me about what issues I were having. They tried a couple of things, a couple of different their custom inserts for me. Walked around the store. They took another imprint. And I walked out of the store with my Goodfeet Art Supports in my shoes and have not taken them out since. This is over 2 years now. Best part that I love about them, they're proudly made here in the USA. So why wait to feel better? You could walk into 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com, because like me, you're not going anywhere without Goodfeet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. A texter asked, when did the Black Panthers attack police? A bunch of times. They attacked them in Oakland, California in 1967. They attacked them in Sacramento, California in 1967 in May. In 1969, attacked the police in Chicago, Illinois. December of 1996 in Los Angeles, California, attacked law enforcement in New York City. In 1969 and 1971, the so-called Panther 21 were accused of plotting bombings and assaults against the police in public buildings. New Orleans in 1970, there was an attack on police from the Black Panthers. Philadelphia in 1970. Baltimore, Maryland in 1970. That's pretty much a summary of Black Panther attacks on law enforcement. Not to get into more cursory detail. Somebody also asked, how'd they open up the 2-ton magnetically locked door at the Capitol that let a lot of people in? So, I want to make sure I get these numbers correct, 70% of people who have near-death experience make this change, even more than getting a divorce. Those who are on death's door say, after they've been interviewed to it, and a lot of them are reluctant to talk about this, they have these near-death experiences, and they say it's opened up a whole new world. About 15% of severely ill patients report enduring a near-death experience, or NDE, which means they have an overwhelming out-of-body sensation, an encounter with a dead loved one, a vision of a bright light, a rapid review of their life's milestones, or profound sense of peace. To figure out how many people deal with NDEs, researchers at the University of Virginia have surveyed a large number of individuals who said they had one. One major coping mechanism stood out among the rest. Almost 70% of the participants reported a shift in their religious or spiritual beliefs and their fears of death in the aftermath of their NDE. One of the people polled says it was considerable. One participant wrote in a questionnaire, "I know I'll never be the same person ever. So ongoing reflection and inner work are needed daily." Others use the occurrence to reevaluate their personal relationships, with over 20% reporting divorces or breakups, or even more, weathering relationship challenges or breakdowns. And isolation and loneliness were reoccurring themes for these near-death experience sufferers because they're afraid to open up about what they realized. They liken it to seeing a UFO and talking about that and being open about it, because they said even the most intuitive therapist kind of looks at you sideways when you talk about that you believe you had a near-death experience. The fact that so many people have experienced similar things in these situations, I tend to believe it. I tend to think and hope that there is something more. My faith tells me there is. And people who have these experiences a lot of times cannot be explained, what they've experienced, who they've talked to, what they've seen. Seeing things that happened to them while they've been on operating tables or at a scene where they almost died that they couldn't have possibly known otherwise. It's interesting because I had an ablation in my heart years ago, more than 10 years ago now. And when I woke up, thought everything was fine, the doctor was like, "Well, I'm glad you're here." I was like, "Well, what's that mean?" He said, "Well, I got good news and bad news. What do you want first?" I said, "Well, give me the bad news." He goes, "Well, the bad news is an AED is not going to work on you out in the field." I said, "Okay, what's the good news?" He says, "The good news, you went into VFib and died, and we were able to shock you, but it took an extreme amount of joules to shock you and get you back, and here you are." So that's the good news and bad news. Thankfully, when you're in a catheterization, you're set up for that, and it was no big deal. But that was my near death. So it's 5 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.